This is the audio recording for our Liberty Gospel track TRE-103. The title is, It's About Time. What kind of a clock is that on the cover? It's an old-fashioned alarm clock. Those are bells on the top of it, and when they rang, it was instantly loud. No gentle wake-up call with those old alarm clocks. What kind of an alarm do you need to wake up? It's about time for you to answer the question, are you sure that you're going to heaven when you die? That question is not as complicated as you might think, because the Bible says, suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Luke 18:16. Number one, a little child has no trouble believing that there is a God who created everything. Do you know the first 10 words of the Bible? The Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Genesis 1:1. Number two, a little child knows when he has done wrong. You can often see it on his face. Do you admit it when you have done wrong? The Bible says, for I will declare mine iniquity. I will be sorry for my sin. Psalm 38:18. Number three, a child knows that when you do wrong, then you receive punishment for it. Do you understand the consequences coming for your sin? The Bible says, for the wages of sin is death. Romans 6:23. Number four, a child is happy to hear that Jesus loves him and died on the cross to save him. Do you understand that? The Bible says, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. Number five, a child knows that only a living person can help you, so he believes that Jesus arose from the grave the third day. Did you know that? The Bible says Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day. 1 Corinthians 15:3-4. Number six, a child knows that you only have so long to obey, or you get punished. Do you know when that is going to happen? The Bible says, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Hebrews 9:27. The Bible says, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then vanisheth away. James 4:14. Number seven, so tomorrow may be too late to be saved. Are you ready right now to humble yourself before God? The Bible says, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 18:3. Number eight, repent and receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. The Bible says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. John 1:12. Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God? God Almighty in the flesh, the Creator of heaven and earth? Do you believe that Jesus is the only Savior, that he died on the cross for you and gave his pure, sinless blood to pay your sin debt, and then he arose from the grave the third day? Will you now repent of your sins and receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Call upon him right now to forgive you and to save your soul and to transform your life for his glory. The Bible says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Romans 10:13. Number 9. Now, after asking the Lord Jesus Christ to save you, it is time to get baptized at a good church that will teach you the Bible. The Bible says, "Then they that gladly received his word were baptized." Acts 2:41. The Bible says, "Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." Romans 6:4. The Bible says, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more, as ye see the day approaching." Hebrews 10:25. Number 10. Now, after asking the Lord Jesus Christ to save you, it is time to rest upon God's promise. The Bible says, "These things have I written unto you, that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God." 1 John 5:13. The Bible says, "Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." John 6:37. The Bible says, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." Hebrews 13:5. If you've just asked the Lord Jesus Christ to save you, please contact the local church address stamped on the back of this tract to follow the Lord in believers' baptism. Also, please call us today at 616-754-7151. That number again, 616-754-7151. We'd like to hear of your salvation and rejoice with you. We'd also like to send you a free Bible study course to help you grow in your new Christian life. You can also contact us on the web at libertygospeltracts.com. libertygospeltracts.com. You can also write to us through the postal mail at Liberty Baptist Church, 11845 West Carson City Road, Greenville, Michigan, 48838. Once again, that address is Liberty Baptist Church, 11845 West Carson City Road, Greenville, Michigan, 48838. May the Lord richly bless you.